Okay, we're beginning today just by giving some testimonies, and our title for our message today is Make Your Someday Today. And I want to share why I was stirred to make that a title today, Make Your Someday Today. It's all based upon something that my daughter shared with me recently, Carrion. Carrion was in prayer on Thursday evening. And in essence, she was praying, Lord, may someday be today. Literally. That's what she was praying. Now, after 2.5 years, been praying for Joseph. That's what she was talking about in reference to Joseph. Make someday be today. Been praying for him. He's been incarcerated for 2.5 years. The very next day on Friday, Joseph's father, Joe, shared with the Karen because he heard from the attorney. And Joseph has been granted a 3850, which means it starts over. It starts over with new proceedings for his case. This is it's hard.
Can I just say it's like charged but not sentenced? So he could potentially bond out until they go through the proceedings.
Not very many people have. I don't know, Christy, or any of you guys have been through. Have you heard about 3850? But not very many people are granted a 3850.
I've never even heard of it.
Well, it basically says that he didn't get adequate representation.
Oh. And you just
conducted adequately, and therefore he got this obscene sentence that basically the judge had no choice on what to do because of the way the attorney handled it. Mm-hmm. So they won it. So I mean, it should never have been what it was.
And you have to have certain points to bring up specifically if you want this to happen. They have like 3 or 4. You only have to have one. And so state has up to 30 days to appeal it, but they don't think they will because this judge is not going to be contemplating this and tell you you've got a 3850 and have it appealed and shot down. So anyhow, at this point, I want Shirley to share just briefly with you about Carrion. Mr. and Mrs. Castaway went up, not the attorney, didn't deliver the news to him. They went to deliver the news to him.
Mm-hmm. These are the parents of somebody?
What's that?
These are the parents of somebody?
Oh, Joe's mom and dad.
Oh, okay.
And Carrion went yesterday to tell him this news. And it was late last night when Carrion came by to pick up Adeline because she went to a function, and she told Shirley Joseph's reaction. Can you imagine? Wow. So, Shirley, what did she say? I mean, it's not like it's...
Does you want this all recorded?
They talked about before they went who, how they were going to tell him. So Carrion said, I think we should tell him first thing, because when you go in and the inmate comes out, you have a brief hug and a kiss, and that's it. Then you go and you sit down, and there's no hugging and kissing or contact after that. And then at the end of the visit, you can have a brief hug and a kiss. So she said, well, she couldn't picture sitting at the table giving him the news and not being able to hug him or touch him or anything.
Celebrate.
So they decided to tell him when they first went in. So she said, I told him, what'd she say? She took him by the face and she said, we've got news for you. And she said, immediately his countenance just dropped. And she said, we won. And he, I don't think she's ever seen him like this. He cried. He turned around and he went, yes! Which is not so, you know, he's not, I think he's been for such a long time very cautious about even having any emotions because, mm-hmm. if, you know, and like, you think the worst because if the better comes, that'll be good. But if you're thinking the best and then the worst comes, the blow would be too much. So you protect yourself so you think the worst. Oh, yeah. But we have heard from God, and I was not surprised and very, very thankful. But we've heard from God that he was going to do this. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, Joseph just cried, and it was just like just a very special time, and it was just a wonderful visit of sharing and thanking God, and it was good.
Yeah. Carolyn, I know you're going to edit to this. We're still in our testimonies, and just some wonderful things going on, and so I'll leave it up to you. I'll give you the beginning point of some of the scriptures we're going to be sharing today. But also want to share with you that I visited with Milton yesterday, who has been told he has liver cancer. You know, you're going to die, and it's a situation where he understands that, and we can talk. It's not I don't feel odd. I feel very comfortable going into their home and sharing Jesus with them during this time, and I feel very welcome, and I'm very honored, and I tell them so. But Milton said we were sharing yesterday and about the Lord and things, and I'm also letting him speak, of course, to have dialogue. He says, "I have something for you." He asked Noreen, his wife, to go and get him a piece of paper, and he says, "I want to share something with you that I saw." And I don't know, you've probably seen it, he said, but I want to write it down. And so he writes it down, and then he hands it to me, and it's an acronym for that means something. And he said, "I saw this someplace, probably in one of the offices where he's been maybe getting medical attention. FROG, he says, forever rely on God." And he, with his own little handwriting and his condition of health, the way he is, he wrote it down. He said, I want to give you this. I said, forever rely on God. I said, that's exactly what we're talking about, Milton. And Noreen, this is what we want you to do. God wants you to rely on him. And Frog, and I said, I want to keep that because, you know, you gave it to me and I want to share it, you know. So it's just, it's powerful because here he is wanting to share something with me.
Yeah.
And it's dialogue, and he's giving back to me what's being served to him from the Lord. Yeah, forever rely on God. So when he saw that where he was, it meant a lot to him. Mm-hmm. A lot. And he remembered it and wrote it down. So I thought that was kind of powerful. And then I want to share something else with you. That how are you doing with real life circumstances, and how are you reacting to these circumstances? Mm-hmm. Are you really processing it? Let the Lord process it with the mind of Christ, not your mind. And reacting to it in a way that would be the Lord would be pleased with. I went and bought, I shared this with Eddie and Tracy in the back and Shirley earlier today, but Shirley already knew about it. But I purchased some equipment, $200-something worth of equipment at a supply place. And they swiped the card, and the guy typed it in, but he put an extra zero in. So instead of $200-something, $2,000, like $12. And that could have a domino effect and be pretty major, you know, for a transaction. He apologized. He felt horrible. He says, I never done this before, ever. And my point in this, and this is really meant a lot to me to look at this, analyze it this way. Immediately that was deducted. Immediately he swiped it again to credit $1,800. The immediate error was noted and transacted, but the correction was delayed for like 48 hours until the $1,800 was put back in.
Wow.
So with the Lord, it's immediate.
Yeah.
When we say, Lord, when we have an error, Lord, forgive me, he forgives us. But man is not that way.
No.
Man takes a little while. Well, think about this till I get this credited back in there, what you deserve. And so man takes a little while. And so it seems like it shouldn't be that way. If they have the technology to make an immediate, you know, deduction, why can't we make an immediate credit? It doesn't work that way. And so, once again, I just thank God. And there was another thing going on where Shirley had a manifestation. She started to feel just in that moment there in the classroom. We were back there in the library, and But God immediately responded to a physical need that she had and delivered her. So God doesn't delay. He's immediate, but man delays. You know? So praise the Lord. It's pretty powerful. And so good morning to you. And I hope you're really applying your relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's really you're encountering the Lord on a daily basis, not just, you know, religiousness and just talk about it, but really experiencing Him. Naomi, your prayer, your cry to the Lord was, you know, to really live this thing and really experience it. And Lord, may it be deep and may it be strong and never leave. And, you know, the relationship that we have with you. But how y'all doing? Anyone else testimonial-wise? Somebody said there was quite a blessing in the back today with some things that Laura was sharing from her heart. And honey, I don't know, sometimes you can't even remember some of the things that we had said, but I don't know, I haven't heard about that, but I know that Lisa, thank you so much for covering Sunday school while Ted is gone. Ted's in Sarasota sharing a message down there at the State Fair down in Sarasota with Carolyn. And so they've gone down there for 2 weekends in a row. They'll be back this next weekend. So thank you so much for covering for us. Laura, what was that all about? It was in the moment.
Explain, like,
huh?
Why she said that.
Laura, you're talking about.
Do you want to share it? Because at first she didn't want to share it, and then all of a sudden it came out. So I don't know if you want to share it, Laura, what God put on your heart.
Sure. You can say yes or no. It's okay.
Hey, Laura, you want to think about that? That's okay, honey. You know, at the right time, you know, the Lord will able to touch your heart. So a lot of times, some things happen in the moment, and boy, what a blessing. And then that moment is gone. Laura, I want to say this, though. Each and every one of you guys, your siblings, you're so unique, and God's going to use you for His glory. And when you get that, honey, when you get that unction, and you know the Lord is really stirring your heart, and that's the time to say it. And I thank God that you did that in the Sunday school today.
It was very deep.
And so without knowing all that what was said, I'm telling you, I appreciate you looking to the Lord. What a blessing. What a blessing. You just keep looking to the Lord and let Him use you at the right time.
Well,
yes.
Very unusual dream about one of my co-teachers. There's only two men in the school, and it was about one of the men teachers. And he was, in the dream, he was struggling with a mooring line.
Mm-hmm.
The halter, you know what I'm talking about? The rope that ties
around the.
And I could just see the agony in his face and the strain, and he's trying to pull this ship, this rope, and this boat in. And mm-hmm. So a day or so later, I tried not to think about it. You know, why am I dreaming about this guy?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading the Bible, and I got that little prayer book and it led me to this scripture. And I just sat there after I read it, and I kept feeling like I have to do something. But I'm stuck because I don't know how to go to Him. And I know the Lord's going to guide me, but I'm just really stuck. But I get overwhelmed every time I read it. Can I share?
Yes.
Okay, it's from 1 Timothy 1:19. It said, "Cling tightly to your faith in Christ and always keep your conscience clear, doing what you know is right. For some people have disobeyed their conscience and have deliberately done what they knew was wrong. It isn't surprising that soon they lost their faith in Christ after defying God like that. And something just overwhelmed me. He's struggling in his life, and I know gossip and stuff in school, and I really mm-hmm. try to stay out of it, but I know he's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like God's pushing me to go and talk to Him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a delicate situation in the school that, and I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm praying for guidance and strength, but I really feel like I have to do something.
See, what is so wonderful about what you're saying is there is a heart, there is a receptive heart on your part that so desperately wants to hear from the Lord. What should, hey, this doesn't involve me. That's remarkable that it involved us years ago while the earth was still cooling, that you handled that case of that insurance, this kid that I went down and shared with. I just, my heart was stirred. So here it is today, you're sharing something with us that your heart is stirred about. And so what we're talking about here and what we preach here is from Genesis to Revelation is a relationship with Jesus Christ and hearing his voice. What would you have me to do? Here I am, Lord, send me. But, however, it is God's timing and God's wisdom and God's plan. So all you have to do is make yourself available, which is what you're testifying right now. Lord, I feel a compelling. I feel, Lord, there's something, there's a reason here that I had this dream, this man struggling. And I know there's a struggle, but God, I don't know how to handle it. And God says, that's good, because I do. And so a lot of times, too, God could give you revelation. God could give you understanding. God could give me a dream. God could give me understanding, but it's not for me to deliver it. But it is my desire for it to be delivered somehow and for the individual to be delivered. And God could use somebody else. God can use somebody else. He touched your heart. Yes, this is true. And for you to intercede and to pray for him. But God can use any instrument to any mailman. I mean, we have different mailmen and ladies deliver our mail. You're not Karen. I can't receive that mail. It's some dude, you know, covering in for her. And so it's okay with me. It's a check or if it's a letter or whatever, it's got my name on it. So it doesn't matter who God uses. That you have been given a mantle of concern and a dream, and you want God to do something, but you also are also wanting God to do it, not you. So you can step in and get ahead of the Lord, but you don't want to do that. So what you're saying is very, very powerful. God may use you, but just keep looking to the Lord, you know, and you may be intimidated by a little bit or shy, but God will enable you and he'll give you strength to do what you got to do, to slay your Goliath. You know, praise the Lord.
Can we, like, right now, just stop? I know it's like, you know, recording stuff and it can hinder things, but I believe that God is saying, you know, out of the mouth of several counselors, and we have people in here who hear from God, and if she hears something from different ones and it confirms it, you know, she's crying out for direction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to send her off on her own, well, you'll know. Well, maybe she will, maybe she won't, but here's when we're together, and this is what God is, he's teaching us, be together, be have that unity in prayer, and so, you know, like, the moment is now. It's not like, you know, next week, hey, how do you make out? It's now.
What did we just say just a little bit ago?
And you've been saying.
Forever rely on God. And so, yes, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, Mary, we're having church, honey, and that's cool for you, but, you know, you know, we're not saying that. We don't do that. Naomi?
I don't know what this is, but, like, what I was feeling as you were talking was God was saying, step on the water. Step on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't know what that is in reference to, because it's always be led by the Spirit of God, but I really felt like he's going to take care of you. Just step out on that water. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that means. I'm not saying go talk to him, you know, or whatever, but I really just felt in my heart God telling me, step on that water. Don't be afraid. Don't have fear. Whether, you know, you're just a prayer warrior for him or you actually do talk to him, don't have fear, because fear is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is of the enemy. Mm-hmm. He wants to make you feel like you're going to drown
either
way. And God says, no, I am here. Step out on that water. Look to me. Even when the waves and the wind are coming, they're not going to touch you. Because you look to me and you walk forward, step onto the water.
Evidently, it's so much heavy on your heart. That's why you're sharing it. So pretty powerful. So let's go before the Lord and see if the Lord would share something, you know, to edify you or in any way to give insight or revelation concerning this issue right here with this individual.
I just want to say that as far as a discernment, that you are clearly hearing from the Lord.
That's
in case
what I
you were
too.
To have any doubts, well, maybe this isn't even God. It was just a dream. God does speak to us in dreams. He speaks to us through scriptures. He speaks to us through
through miracles and words of knowledge and various ways he speaks to us, and you're hearing from him.
Yes.
So this is very real, and don't let any doubt come in and steal it from you.
Yeah, I want to confirm with that. God showed me the same exact thing. That mm-hmm. This is a prophetic dream that God gave you for him, and it's going to be life-changing
mm-hmm.
as you step out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt really strong that this is something he needs to hear. And he's going to know exactly. Mm-hmm. He's going to minister to him, because God wouldn't give it to you unless it was specifically designed to minister
mm-hmm.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, but I know you want to mm-hmm. just seek greater clarification of that. But
mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah, no, it's good. We're looking to the Lord.
We are, yeah. And he said, you know, like the mailman, well, if it's not a regular mail person, you know, I can't receive it. Well, sure, I can receive it. But when she delivers the message, if he starts jumping up and down saying, how come this envelope's all dirty? Well, that's nothing to her. She just got to go do what she's got to do. So when you deliver, however you may deliver a message, do not concern yourself with a response.
Yeah.
That is none of your business. Have nothing to do with you.
Yeah, that's good.
At all.
That's good.
So know that. Stand firm in the Lord.
Yeah.
He wants obedience. Just obedience.
Yeah.
Not trying to figure out what he's doing and how he's doing it and why did they say that and oh, I'm so hurt and all that. Just like, just deliver the message and go.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Not just, that you have such a pure heart.
Yeah.
I just
yes.
have such a pure
yes.
heart in you.
Yes.
A clean and pure heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why God can trust you with certain things, because
yeah.
I mean what I sense is this is not a mamby pamby. This is very significant. I mean, this can change a whole course of a person's life, you know, which is, this is very significant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't think that that you're insignificant enough that, you know, I see you as a handmaiden of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
like as a pure clean vessel, you know, willing to do anything that God would ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just how I see you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Eddie, then back to Naomi.
Okay. Don't worry about what you say. God will fill your mouth.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right, Naomi.
Right on with Shirley, like I had my hand raised, but like, just do it. Like, I remember shaking in my boots, like, oh my gosh, like talking to some people about God. Because I was just like, what are they going to think? What are they going to think? It's not me that they're going to reject. It's God. So just do it, like she said. Say the message. And if he receives it, then he'll receive it. But if he doesn't, that's on him.
That's
but
good.
You're just the messenger. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, it's nothing against you. But I think, like, sometimes we put it on ourselves. And we beat ourselves up like, oh my gosh, like, I said it wrong. Blah, blah, blah. But no.
It doesn't depend on.
Don't beat yourself up. Just be like, I am a priest of the most, you know, I'm a priest of God. Like, we were saying that, you know, like, I have spiritual authority because I'm in him. Like, just do it. I remember shaking and feeling so stupid saying certain things, but then that person's like, I needed to hear that. And you're like, what?
Yeah, yes.
But it wasn't
yeah,
me.
Yes.
It was God.
Yep.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It was not
yes.
me. I was so fearful of what they'd think. And then I was just like, okay, God, this sounds really stupid. Like,
mm-hmm.
why am I saying this? And they're like, wow, like, I really need to hear that. The most unlikely people, you know what I mean? Like, I'd go up to people that I'd be like, oh my gosh, they probably better, you know, they probably, you know, of a high esteem, you know, people or whatever. And I say something, and they're like, wow. You know, and it wasn't me, though.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize
yes.
what
yes.
I'm saying is God
yes.
speaking.
And yes.
As you step out, I felt like God said that he's going to, as you step out, God's going to do something in you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As you step out and take that first step, God's going to do something in you
yeah.
as well.
Amen.
That
mm-hmm.
is my, forgive me, that is my fear that it will be me talking, and I don't
yeah.
want it to
okay,
be me.
Okay,
because
says,
that
come,
side of me is
come up here,
not
going to
be.
Thank you, Lord.
I am in a battle.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a spiritual battle.
Yes.
And
yes, Lord.
And who is the victor? Jesus. He's already won
yes.
the battle.
Yes, Lord. Thank
so
you.
I was asking the Lord about this fear, and it's the spirit of fear. And you've proclaimed him. He's been speaking
Jesus.
To me. Oh, I'm so afraid. Oh, I'm afraid it's going to come. And I asked the Lord about it. I said, what about the spirit? And he said, it's not a strong spirit. But you're going to have to take authority over it. And then he said, to give you courage, this spirit of fear is actually afraid himself. He's like a mamby-pamby little fear. And he's come on you and he's lied to you. And you've you've taken it up, and oh, I'm so afraid it won't be God, and I'm so afraid. And so he wants you to take authority over that. And all you have to do is say, you know, like, I may ask you, who is, you know, greater is he that is in you than he that is
in the world?
Do you know that to be so?
Yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
So
yes.
All you got to do is just say, in the name of Jesus, you get out of here. You have nothing
Amen.
To do with
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I saw that thing. He was grasping on you like this. He was holding on. You were telling him to let go, and he was holding on. He didn't want to go, but he's like a little kid. Like a little kid. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
This morning was for her. That scripture was for her. God's not given God
a spirit of timidity.
But of power and sound.
With love, power, and sound. Like, well, I have a different version, but that was really good.
Yes.
You can take that.
Amen.
Yes, that was a word for you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And in the spirit world, you know, when one's cast away, others will come back and try to taunt you. So if you start to feel any fear, or your mouth proclaims any fear, Father, just bring it to her mind so that she will know, have that awareness, and then you just take the same authority. Because they've got nothing to do with you. You're a child of the King. Mm-hmm. You belong to God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Afraid. Do it afraid, and then the boldness will come as you step out and do it afraid, you know? Even if it starts to come, well, just do it anyway, you know?
Mary.
Oh, thank you.
Mary, this is so powerful. May your someday be today. I know it's relative, and I know it applies to all of us. But it's so powerful. And own it. Own it, man. Own it.
Thank you.
Own it today. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Mary, I know you know this. We even had a cord of many strands. It's not easily broken. So we come together in a unity. In fact, those ropes that tether those ships down, there are many, 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 many strands of either a cable or usually it's rope to tie around that bollard and to secure the ship. But we, together, you know, he's struggling. I'm talking about us, though. You know, looking to the Lord, in the unity of God's Spirit, he brings forth encouragement. But confidence goes a long way when you know God is speaking.
That's right.
Like David and Goliath, and boom, boom. But God's timing. God's timing. You know, when I heard that Noreen wanted me to share with Melton next door, I left it alone. It was about 2.5 weeks, and I went over. It was impeccable timing. But otherwise, you know, I would just run over, you know. But
yeah.
God, I knew I was going to go, but God showed me when. Praise the Lord.